I see you're wearing the ascot.
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
From my Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil, Jay, good morning. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell with that speech last night Donald Trump gave to black people. You go to a city 95% white, mm-hmm. you give a speech on black people. I know the white folks in that audience were like, what in the hell did I show up to? What did I show up to? Really? Is he talking about black people? We don't even have black people in this city. I know. I'm still confused by that. So excuse me if I'm a bit befuddled this morning trying to figure out what in the hell did I see last night. But okay, all right then. Sorry. So Tom, the election is about 83 days away, and we're trying to get folks vote, trying to get them to vote, trying to get them to focus on that. And we talked a couple of weeks ago with Reverend William Barber about what's happening in North Carolina, where a federal court ruled there was a laser-like focus by the Republicans in that state to target African Americans. They struck down the voter suppression bill. Well, Tom, they are still trying to keep black folks from voting. After that, the head of the Republican Party there sent an email out telling them, different Republicans across the state, how to devise strategies to slash early voting in North Carolina county by county. Joining us right now is Bob Hall. He is with Democracy North Carolina, a nonpartisan group trying to ensure that the people have the right to vote in North Carolina. So, Bob, tell us about this email where Republicans are still trying to suppress the vote.
Diabolical. Yes, indeed. Basically, they were struck down, slapped down by the court for their state strategy of trying to enact the ID and get rid of same-day registration and so on. State policies were overturned. Now they're going to the local level. All 100 counties in North Carolina have to enact early voting programs. Very popular in North Carolina. Over half the voters use early voting. And the county,
especially
by county,
black people.
Well, yes, disproportionately black people. I will say that in 2010, the biggest users of early voting were white Republican men. You remember that was a big surge year for white Republicans.
Right.
So early voting really helps people that are enthusiastic. And for all the Republicans, it could be the Trump voters this year. But still, they are so bent on hurting black voters that they want to manipulate the early voting rules, which, as the Republican chair says, these are done by county, and each county board of elections is now controlled by Republicans because it follows the party of the governor. We have a Republican governor. Every county board has two Republicans, one Democrat.
Now, Tom, check this out. According to a tweet Democracy North Carolina sent out, in Mecklenburg County, the chair made a motion to open one early voting site the first week and to open 12 sites the second week. But, Bob, that makes just no sense.
That's right. They, one time we had over 20 sites in that county. And part of what's going on in North Carolina is because early voting is so popular, they haven't added precincts. They haven't added election day polling sites. So our whole system depends on strong early voting plans. If you don't have them, you're going to jam up people on election day.
So what they want to do, Bob, they want to have, by having one site in all of Mecklenburg County, which is Charlotte, they want to have these massive lines.
Yeah.
Which will make folks mad, and they say, "Man, forget that. I'm not standing in line."
But I'll tell you, that didn't work. You know, the people turned out at that meeting. They turned out big time in Greensboro. The Republican chair there said the same kind of thing. Tried to put through a motion, but even the other Republican wouldn't back it. So there is a massive pushback going on in North Carolina.
Even though this Republican chair is saying this,
and others. There is big pushback, so we're fighting, as Reverend Barber said.
Because, Roland, we all know white folks can't stand to stay in line. Why people cannot stand a line.
Now, so, check this so out, Tom. In this email. This?
We'll stay in a line.
In this email from the North Carolina. In this email from the North Carolina Republican Party Executive Director Dallas Woodhouse, this is what he actually wrote. He wrote a couple of important points. County Board of Elections do not have to be unanimous in making early voting changes. Republicans can and should make party line changes to early voting. He also said Democrats are mobilizing to fill this week's Board of Election meetings. Past experience suggests these meetings will be loud and hostile. Our Republican board members should feel empowered to make legal changes to early voting plans that are supported by Republicans. And so this, now remember, Bob, the same thing happened in Ohio in 2012 when they had longer early voting hours in largely white counties and shorter early voting hours in largely black counties, and they got sued by the Obama campaign, and the Secretary of State had to admit after it was struck down by federal court that this was wrong and unfair. This is what they're trying to do right now in North Carolina, a battleground state.
Exactly so, and you've got the smoking gun to show that if they prevail in this in a systematic way, they will be gone. We'll go to court, and that document will be used to knock out these plans.
So what do the voters in North Carolina need to do?
They need to go to these meetings that are still happening. In Fayetteville, there's one coming up. In Durham, this week there's a meeting where their board is happening. In small counties, rural counties, as I say, you know, it's every single county's doing it. Friday is the deadline. Most of the counties have met already, but there's still several of them that are still meeting. So they can.
So hold on, Bob. Friday is the deadline for what?
As in day after tomorrow.
Yes, in the day. That's when the counties are supposed to turn in to the State Board of Elections their early voting plans.
Okay, so
that's
Bob,
why
here's what I need.
Rushing to have these meetings this week.
Here's what I need you to do, Bob. When you guys tweet this out. Or email me directly, and what we'll do is, with our social media accounts, we will tell folks in those places when that meeting is taking place and what time, and show up in mass.
Absolutely, that's great.
And
that's
get up great. In that, yeah.
So this is a
that's
clear,
another T-shirt.
Again, this is right. Obama said, "Don't boo, vote."
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hashtag team, whip that ass, show up. So that's what has to happen. So again, this is clear efforts of Republicans in North Carolina trying to suppress black votes by trying to cut early voting sites and early voting hours. Bob Hall, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot for what Democracy North Carolina is doing.
Show up in mass and get up in there.
Yeah.
I like that T-shirt.
Yeah, man.
All right, Roland. Good job.
Thanks a lot.